Good afternoon. It's been a while. Welcome to the Football Full Disclosure. And I've got Marty Bailey here with me.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Did you have a good one?
Oh, I had a great one. Singapore. But everyone's heard about this.
Yeah.
The entire world has heard about my trip to Singapore.
Apparently you've been going around telling everybody.
So. Everyone knows that Singapore is a lovely city state. But enough about Singapore. We're here to talk football.
We are.
So, what do we think? Liverpool, still in our hands.
Well, it's still in our hands. Of course it is.
Of course.
I think we have been great thus far. My only concern came with the last game. We might as well jump straight into that one.
Okay, so the last game was Liverpool at Anfield. We played out a 2-2 draw with Manchester United. You know, at first I was kind of thinking, you know, there was talk of the game being postponed. And I was thinking, no, this is the best time to face United. We want to face this United team because, you know, they haven't been good. They've been awful. So, you know, obviously, you know, the game went ahead and United took a shock lead. What was that all about?
This is it. I think I agree with you. United have been shocking. Of course, against Liverpool, you would expect them to turn up. And we said this before, we know they have quality players, but it's just their mentality hasn't been great. They needed a bit of a kick, and playing Liverpool is a good kick to have. What worries me and why I'm worried about it is because they've been playing so bad. Going into it, everybody was like, it was not our Liverpool going to win, it's by how much.
How much are
they going to win by? And I didn't think that was the case. I didn't think it was going to be an easy game. I didn't think we'd walk it. I honestly didn't, but I did think we'd win it. And that worries me that we did struggle. We weren't great at all.
No,
and
we
key
weren't
players
great.
Weren't great
no,
either.
No.
And that's worrying to me. And I'm like, I mean, obviously we could have won that. It could have gone either way, though. We could have lost that game as well.
We could have. Oh, I think the last minute or so, I think Maguire had that literal chance, you know, could have ended the game.
I think it would have been offside, to
and
be fair.
But may have been offside. I mean, VAR would have looked at that, obviously. But, you know, big things came out of that after that game, you know, that 2-2 draw. It was the main thing, obviously, being Trent. Has Trent been swayed? And for me, watching that game, I personally thought he needs to make a decision. Because whatever's going on right now, his mind isn't in it anymore. It's not in it right now. And he needs to make a decision, either sign the contract or, I'm sorry to say this, I think, you know, leave. Head off to Real Madrid. You know, they should get what they can for him just because I think it's affecting the team. I think it's affecting him.
I think he needs to make his intentions clear. And I agree with that. If he says, look, I'm definitely going, then Liverpool have got to say, all right, well, let's cash in on him. You know, better take 20 million than nothing.
Than nothing,
right?
Absolutely.
Even better if they, and apparently they're going to come back in with another bid. So, look, they've offered Trent, 76 million contract or something like that, Liverpool have.
It's not the worst.
And,
it's
pretty good, and he will get
captaincy. And he'll get captaincy.
When
it's
Van Dijk leaves.
It's a very good deal.
It is a very good deal.
I think Trent is the kind of player that needs to sit down and really, you know, take stock and evaluate, you know, what does he want? Does he want the captaincy? Does he want to be a Liverpool legend? For me, that's what it is at this point. Do you want to be a Liverpool legend? Because he leaves right now, I think he'll be considered a good Liverpool player by most. But as years go on, I don't think, you know, we'll remember his passing, we'll remember his shocking defending, but he will never be remembered as a Liverpool legend.
Yeah,
so,
I agree with you 100%. I think he's got to stay. He's got to see it out. And you know what, Liverpool, well, as Liverpool supporters and every other Liverpool supporter, anyone that's ever left, certainly, like, you don't worry if they go when they're like 32, 33.
I mean, Michael Owen is the best
club example,
isn't it? And maybe Steve McManaman, you know, is he a legend?
Well, to me, he is because it was when I was young, he was one of the boys, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think. You're right. He won't be forgotten, but he won't be remembered like I think he should be remembered.
Yeah.
Because I've got to be honest, he'll be coming into his prime at like 27, 28.
I think he's
29.
Just about,
like,
exactly.
He's coming into.
Yeah.
And yeah, if he goes on and wins, and we will win things, I think.
We've slot
the helm. If what he's already doing is something to look at and say, okay, well, if this carries on, we're going to win stuff, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be trophies that are going to be coming. This could be a really, really exciting time to be a Liverpool supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And as a player, I'd want to be part of that and be like, this, you know, this could be our time. Yeah. You know? And how long is that going to last for? You never know. So
yeah.
Ride that out. And probably for the rest of his His career could well be Liverpool's, you know, have a certain degree of dominance.
I think so.
In football,
as the captain,
as the captain, exactly.
And so, for me, I think make a decision, because the next game we can move. You know, this is a good segue into Forest. Should we take them seriously?
Absolutely,
because is the next team we have, and you know they, you know, they've been having not just a very good season, and an amazing season. They're currently on 20 games played, 40 points. Third place, just on goal difference.
Yeah, exactly. They're having an incredible season. Just won 3-0 against Wolves,
Okay,
away from home. And Wolves have actually got a little bit better since...
We can get onto that one later,
since,
yeah.
Since the departure.
Gary O'Neill,
exactly. I think, Forest have to be taken seriously because they're having a great season. They have good players, but the players they do have are, I think, playing above and beyond.
They've got an excellent manager. Nuno Espirito Santo was never given the proper shout at Spurs. I think he did a great job when he was at Wolves. Obviously, he came from Portugal. You know, he did whatever he did in Portugal. But I think this guy is having an excellent, an amazing, amazing season. He's getting the best out of these players. You know, your Elanga, your Morgan Gibbs-White, obviously Wood, for example. He's having, you know, the season of his life.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, so he's getting the best out of these players. And, you know, the talk right now is, can they sustain it? Can they get top four? You know, the way things are going, I think strange things have happened. Leicester, I don't want to talk, you know, I don't want to jinx it. You know, obviously we're Liverpool supporters, full disclosure. But, you know, can they push us? I mean, they beat us. It's looking very, very, very tight.
Well, they did beat us. There's two questions there. Can they make top four? Or are they competing for the title? Can they make top four? Yes. Are they competing for the title? No.
I don't think.
But for sure, I mean, if they make Champions League football, that's amazing, right? Because nobody this season would have thought Forest to make Champions League football. But of course, I respect Forest for their history as well. They are
Champions League winners.
They
of
are
course,
Champions
yeah.
League
Two
winners.
Two Champions Leagues.
Yep, exactly. Yep. They have a rich history of winning and being at the top of the game. So why not? You know,
more so than other teams that we can. Just, you know, we could argue. You know, Arsenal never won a Champions League. We can obviously move on to Arsenal, because that, for me, Arsenal would argue. I would argue are our closest competitor. But, you know, the times when we don't win, Arsenal, they do us a favour as well. They also don't win the games that they should be winning right now. And obviously, it's a big blow for them. Saka obviously out for however long, maybe for the entire season. I think he needed an operation for a hamstring injury.
He's had an operation.
Yeah, he's had an operation. So, you know, Arsenal, you know, Mikel Arteta, he will be disappointed, because this is the season where City, you know, the City, obviously have had the worst season of whatever, the last 10 years. You think Mikel Arteta would think, okay, this is the time, we take advantage, we go out and we win this Premier League. But no, they don't. And, you know, Slot is obviously a surprise to them. You know, nobody would have seen, you know, Liverpool in transition doing what they're doing right now.
Nobody was expecting Liverpool to do anything this season.
No.
And no Liverpool supporters. I mean, again, it's just like, well, let's make top four. I think we'll be happy with that.
I think we would have been happy with top four.
I think most would have been. Nobody knew what to expect. Nobody knew the manager.
No.
He's been a revelation. And if I was going to say this earlier, if we don't win the league this year with results that Arsenal are picking up and Chelsea are picking up, I mean, they're dropping points all over the place.
It's a disappointment
and
for us.
And obviously Man City having the worst season they've had, certainly under Pep Guardiola, right? Mm. I'll be very, 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 very upset if we don't capitalise this and win the league, because, I mean, you're never going to get a better shot. And the same for Arsenal,
exactly.
as you say.
And that's what
they
Arsenal
are never going to have a better
exactly.
shot.
And this is what
to
Arsenal will feel like, because they will feel, my God, this is the worst City side they've seen in the. Even, I think, you know, a couple of seasons back when they came second place and they were, what, ahead by a few points, ahead by 10 points at Christmas, and still lost the title because City just won everything.
I do not think that is going to happen this time.
No.
I do not. I
no,
do
no,
not
no.
think City.
No, City are in.
It will be the
dire.
Greatest comeback in football history if City manage to win the league. From how far back they are now, from what's going on. I mean,
it's safe to say, touch wood, obviously. Let's not count chickens before they hatch and everything else. But I don't think City is going to be making second place because they've had a sustained push. I think City are languishing fifth, sixth. I think they'll be lucky to get fifth place at this rate.
I hope you're right. I mean, obviously we don't know. They can win. I mean,
we don't know.
Again, They didn't play well in that last game that they played, but they did win it by quite, you know, by a pretty decent goal margin, right? So.
Oh, but they faced so many shots. I think that was a game against West Ham. Mm. A poor West Ham side.
It was a 4-1 win to Man City.
It was a 4-1 win, yes. But I think, you know, we watched Match of the Day, obviously, and it was just, West Ham had a lot more chances.
They had 17-10, right? So 17 West Ham, 10 Man City, only four on target for West Ham, seven on target. So they're being a bit more clinical in that regard. Haaland's back on the scoring again.
For now.
He looks a bit more confident, though. Yeah. I think as a team, they look a bit more confident. So I think they will pick it up again, all right? I don't think
Not
there's
to the
any
point that they'll make
doubt.
Second place. No.
I mean, Savinho, he's doing all right. He's a player they brought in. He's doing okay, Savinho.
He's doing okay, but I mean...
They needed to change it up a bit, right?
Their top players, you know, obviously Haaland, he's had a poor season and what, he's on 16 goals. What does that say?
I know, right?
About, you know, the guy. But, you know, your Bernardo Silva's not a really good season. You know, your Kyle Walker's not a very good season.
Well, Kevin De Bruyne was injured for a while.
He's been injured for a while. Mm. You know, not a very good season. You know, he's chopped his keeper. I think I don't think Edison started a game for the last, you know, four or five games. Yeah, Ortega's been the main guy now because I think he was probably just sick of the mistakes that Edison was making. So
well, I think Edison's injured as well, though.
Is he injured? Okay. But, you know, let's talk about a few teams, like a group of teams. But actually, no, let's talk about Chelsea first. Because if you remember, just before Christmas holiday, we were talking about Chelsea being the team that we should be worried about. And then something happened. It's just...
From week to week, you never know, exactly. Who's going to take second place?
But there's been a massive drop-off from Chelsea. Mm. Something's gone on.
Yeah, 1-1 to Palace on Saturday. Cole Palmer.
I think Maresca
has had a standout season.
Mentioning that they're not in a title race a little too much. It's gone to the Chelsea players' heads. Maybe they do believe we're not in a title race.
I don't know. But I mean, away from home, Palace.
It's tough.
Definitely those games you've got to be winning. You know, to win titles, you have to be beating Palace, don't you, I think. Cole Palmer's having a great season. But aside from that, I mean, Nicholas Jackson's had a pretty good one as well. He's been scoring some goals, but he's dropped off a bit.
Yeah. He's missing chances that he should be putting away. But other than Chelsea, let's move on to a group of teams who I think it could go either way for them. So it's Newcastle, Bournemouth, and Villa. These groups of teams are having a very good season.
Yeah.
Aston Villa, obviously, playing Champions League football as well. I thought maybe the Champions League, additional Champions League, was something that would have maybe Villa not have such a good season. You know, playing top football and the Premier League football, both of these things would have been quite tough for Villa. But actually, they've done okay. You know, they beat City.
Yeah.
And they're doing okay. I think Newcastle are the ones that we should be... you know, keeping an eye on as well. I think they've just kind of crept up there, winning games. They win a lot of games, and Isak is having a great season.
He's having an incredible season.
Yeah.
And again, I think people are already talking about, right, who's he going to next? Like, who's going to poach him? Because I think a lot of people are looking now.
It is disrespectful,
but that's how football media works, and that's how football mind works. Like, he's having a great season.
Who's going to buy him?
Yeah, who's going to jump in there?
Like Cunha, exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, good season. Who's going to buy him? It's disrespectful to the guy, to the team.
Yeah,
I think.
Of course it is, but that's just what football's like. People, as soon as someone plays well and has a good season, you only need to have half a good season, really, for people to start talking about, right, who's going to get involved and buy him. So, yeah, Newcastle have been doing great. They're sitting in fifth.
Bournemouth is the other one. I think Areola is...
He's doing a really good
job.
For
me, next, if, you know, Slot doesn't win the manager of the Premier League, I think Areola should be in for the shout for manager of the season because I think what he's getting out of this Bournemouth side... And bear in mind, Bournemouth are also, I think, a couple of seasons back, are a promoted side. So I think that's something to, you know, keep to mention that he's taken on a new semi-newly promoted side.
What we've got to do and how we've got to look at this as well, though, is sometimes this happens quite a lot where a manager will come in and he'll have one really good season
and
they'll finish right up top half, you know, 7th or 8th. And then next season it's a complete mess.
It depends on how...
And then they're in a relegation battle again. So can he sustain it Will it be consistent?
Can he keep his players?
Yeah, can he keep his players and sign players that are going to keep him progressing? Now, if he's got a good, I don't know what the Bournemouth
model
is, yeah, and what the owners are like, but
it's not the United
model. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. If you've got good owners who will support,
I think so,
and work in a positive way, you can take a good finish of top half, make a decent amount of money, end of season money, build. Keep your players and get a few more in, and then you start competing, right? It's whether they can do that.
Because I think Bournemouth,
it's difficult for a lot of teams,
may have been criticised after, I think, they got rid of Gary O'Neill after, I think, a couple of seasons ago. And Gary O'Neill obviously saved them from relegation. And, you know, people looked at that and thought, why would you do that? But they brought in this guy, you know, Areola. And he is, you know, arguably, I think he's a top man. He was a top manager in Spain. He's a top manager. He's proven to be a top manager in the Premier League. He's got the players. He's getting the best out of some, you know, the players that were in the Bournemouth side before he arrived, obviously. And he's brought in his own addition. And I think he's overall, you know, he's doing a very, very, very good job. I think the other team to somewhat look at is Fulham. That's another one. You know, really good season so far. Well, obviously, you know, we played a 2-2 draw with Fulham. That was a very frustrating game, if you remember that. Mm. You know, again, you know, they've got a very good manager, a manager who's getting the very best out of these players. So, you know, I think, you know, something else to remember is that these teams were newly promoted a few seasons ago. So, you know, we've got a real issue now where, you know, your Ipswich, your Leicester, your Southampton, the teams that were just promoted, look like they're going back down. So what is it that, you know, these sides, so, you know, the sides that came up a few seasons ago were Bournemouth, Fulham, and I think it's Aston Villa. And they're all sitting, they're literally sitting 7th, 8th and 9th. So what's the difference between those teams that were promoted not that long ago and the teams in Ipswich, Leicester and Southampton that have just been promoted, who look like they're going back down?
Time. They've had time. Mm. You've got to scrape through and stay up. You can scrape through and stay up, and you've got decent owners, and things behind the scenes are pretty good, you know, if they're organised.
Yeah.
And you just need to sign a few more players just to take that up a notch, don't you?
Good managers.
Get in a good manager, exactly, yeah. And make sure that you're making the right decisions, and that's what it comes down to. But we'll see, because I've got to be honest, Ipswich have won games since we last spoke, and we said there'll be wins,
and
they will come,
wins.
And they picked up a couple of points, right?
Yep.
So they're doing better. And that relegation fight's going to be quite, well, with the exception of Southampton who
gone.
Are going down.
Oh, they're
right?
Gone.
And I think already,
I
think everybody's already written them off.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I can't see them staying up.
Yeah.
But between Leicester, Ipswich, Wolves, Everton, maybe even Palace,
United.
West Ham, United,
could
you never know.
We
yeah.
count United into a relegation battle?
Why not for fun? we might as well. Might you know, well, you don't know, do you? But let's be honest. It's not. They're not that. They're only 7 points.
They're not that far back.
They're only 7 points off.
So
a lot can happen in half a season.
Yeah.
So I think it could be quite an exciting relegation battle. I don't know who's going to go down. You might think it'd be Southampton, Leicester, and Ipswich, but it might not.
Mm.
Wolves are there or thereabouts. Everton again. Dyche. There's talk of him being shipped on again.
Oh really?
Yep. So. I mean, if that happens, who knows?
I think it's safe to say from 16th place down, there's a bit of a buffer from Crystal Palace, who are on 21 points, you could argue. I mean, obviously, Everton have a game in hand, but that's Liverpool, isn't it? And they'll have to win that game in hand. It'll be a tough one. But let's talk about Wolves for a moment, because, you know, we were big fans of Gary O'Neill, weren't we? And, you know, he was given a chop. It seemed like he'd lost the dressing room just before he was given the chop.
I think that was it. Yeah. I think he had most certainly lost the dressing room. And that was, that's why he had to go, I think.
But
and
the new guy they got in, what's his name? Portuguese fella came from the UAE or Saudi Arabia even. He's getting very good stuff out of his players right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, we talked about before when it came to Wolves, was that they do have decent players.
They've got good players.
And they certainly have the quality.
In my opinion, too good to go down.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But then that's the point, though, isn't it? Because the manager lost the dressing room, that's why the results weren't happening. So you needed a fresh face. You bring in a fresh, can't speak properly. You bring in a fresh face and the players will start playing again. And that's what's happened. Of course, they just lost 3-0. But
yes.
They have had
good Forest side.
Yeah, but they have turned results around
in
the previous weeks,
they
haven't
have.
They? So,
yeah.
Again,
and that was obviously
are...
without Cunha, who was obviously suspended for the fracas against Ipswich. what about Spurs? Good old inconsistent Spurs. Yeah. That was a chaotic game over Christmas period. 6-3 we played with Spurs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They are having... Oh, Postecoglou. Will he get the sack? It's getting a bit negative again, isn't it?
It's getting a bit negative.
You know, tetchy with the fans, with the owner. He's coming out making statements about buying players or not buying players. It's getting a bit.
Every single manager who's managed Spurs pretty much comes out and says the same thing, though, don't they?
There's
obviously something behind the scenes that's not quite right, because all these people wouldn't keep coming out and saying it.
Yeah.
If it was all going swimmingly behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, you need stability in a team. If you lose the fans, you're always in trouble as a manager, aren't you?
Yeah, indeed.
So, I mean, I don't know what all the fan reaction is to Postecoglou. He does certainly try to play decent football, and everybody was raving about Ange Ball not long ago, I remember.
Doesn't matter if you can't defend. But in fairness to him, he's got a crazy, insane injury crisis going on right now. His entire back four, they're out. So you give him the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely. I think you give him time.
Yeah.
Wait till the end. Give him the season.
Mm.
Then get into next season. And by halfway through next season, if the reinforcements haven't come in the summer, there's no excuses of injuries by then.
Yeah.
If for whatever reasons they're getting injured because the training workload's not great or it's a bit too much, then you work on that.
Yeah.
Then he's had time. And then if things are still looking grim halfway through next season, then you start making those kind of decisions. But I think it'd be a bit too early.
Yeah.
Based on the situation to be kicking him out. But that's not to say that won't happen, because...
I mean, they are, in the semi-final of the Carabao Cup. So, you know, let's...
Playing
us. Let's see what happens. I think we beat them again, obviously. So, yeah, that's a Premier League. It's been an interesting one, this half season. We're obviously at the halfway point now. Played the 20th games of the season, and I think this is it. This is, you know, it's going to be an amazing season. I think it's going to be incredible seeing what happens with us if we can sustain this. The relegation battle is just going to be...
I think that's going to
be great. I think the top four battle, you know, will, you know, can Bournemouth sneak in.
I hope there isn't a title fight, because I don't want a title fight. We're six points with a game in hand.
I don't want a title fight. I want it to be done and dusted.
The Forest game is going to be an important one for us. Yeah, exactly. If we can get a good result against Forest,
it's the game in hand.
And I think we're okay. Yes, the top four fight, I'm looking forward to seeing who, because there's a lot of teams around there.
Well, top four fight is essentially from second place all the way down to, you could argue, eighth in Aston Villa. I think you could argue that.
That's going to be quite exciting to see what happens there. And of course, yeah, you've got a great relegation battle lined up. So it looks like it could be quite good fun.
Yeah, fantastic. But we've got FA Cup this weekend. Boo. Yeah. I mean, I love the FA Cup. What am I talking about? Carabao Cup, I'm indifferent to. But the FA Cup, I love the FA Cup. It's a giant killing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Accrington Stanley,
let's see. Oh, yeah. It's who is it? Who else is it? Is it Bury versus Man City or something mad like that? It could be fun. Anyway, Marty, it's lovely to have you here again. This is your office, obviously. So love to have me back in your office. And Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah. Bye-bye, everyone. Speak to you later.
Bye-bye.